that really what it means, he's a bum.
Right. Yeah. But that's a homemade brew, though.
Yeah.
It is, okay. Did you ever hear it called anything else other than white lightning?
Well, now, there is a home brew that people make on their own, but this is...
But I was thinking something like Pop Skull or Bust Head, or have you ever heard any of those?
No.
Okay. If something, now, you were telling me before, what is it you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
And the thing that you you use to... you might use jam, or you might use...
Jelly.
Right. And then, if something isn't artificial, you might say it's artificial, or you might say it's the real McCoy, you know, it's not made out of, this isn't artificial leather.
It's genuine.
Right. And then if, did you ever use the terms long sweetening and short sweetening? Do those terms have any meaning to you for kinds of sugar? If someone had some apples and you wanted one, you might say to that person, please give.
Give me an apple, please.
Okay. We're talking about some boys, and I say, these boys, and you say, no.
Those boys.
All right. And you're telling where something is, say, it's right over
there.
All right. And if we're talking about I'd say, which man owns the orchard? And you say, he's the man. What would you say?
Like you would say, which man owns...
I ask you, I say to you, which man owns the orchard? You point over and you say, he's the man.
I say, that's the one.
What? Now say the whole thing. That.
That's the one.
What?
Over there.
What? That's the one.
Over there that owns the orchard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I ask you, another question I might ask you, are you a nurse? And you say, no, I'm not a nurse, but I have a sister.
Who's a nurse?
Right. And what do you call the center of a cherry?
The center of a...
Cherry. Part you can't eat.
Of the pit.
All right. And the center of a peach.
It has a pit.
All right.
Or a peach seed.
Okay. Would you ever... But you wouldn't call it cherry seed. You'd call it cherry pit.
Uh-huh.
All right. And now, these are two different kinds of peaches. One separates easily, and one does not separate easily, you know, from the,
mm-hmm.
from the seed. You have different names for those?
Mm-hmm.
Like a cling or a...
No, I don't think so.
A freestone or a cling stone?
Yeah, I know about them, but, you know, just like if you go buy a peach, you and usually here they don't have the different types.
I see,
them.
Okay. Now, the center of an apple is called the...
Core.
Right. And what kinds of nuts are you familiar with? What kind of nuts grow underground?
Peanuts.
Right. You ever call them anything else?
Goobers.
Okay, and these are nuts that grow up on trees.
Pecans.
Yeah, and another kind.
Hazelnut.
Yeah, and these have a hard covering, and then they have a great big green kind of spongy covering over that.
Something like a chestnut.
Or black.
Walnut.
Yeah. Now, what would you call that? Now, the what would you call the outer covering of that?
The hull.
Yeah, of the.
Walnut.
All right, and then that's the hard covering of the hull. Now, what would you call that? Do you have a name for that big soft covering, or aren't you really familiar with it?
No.
Not really. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is a kind of a vegetable that or a fruit that grows in Florida, and it's make juice from it.
Like orange?
Yeah. Now, if you were to make some orange juice, and you went to the... into the kitchen, we looked around and said, well, I would have to go to the store because the oranges are...
Gone?
Yeah, we had some, but now you might say the whole thing, the oranges are...
I have been eating, somebody's ate them all up.
Yeah, and the oranges are...
All gone.
All right. And these are little red vegetables, about that big.
Radish?
Yeah, plural.
Radishes.
Yeah, and these are larger red things that grow on vines.